So with the Winter Olympics in full bloom, I am blown away at how much time I spend watching curling. I mean, I'm sitting there, I'm trying to figure it out, and I never do, by the way, the scoring, the strategy, the whole thing. So I called Jim Windsor. Jim is the president of the Orlando Curling Club here in Central Florida, and Jim is kind enough to join us on Orlando's Morning News. And Jim, thank you for your time. So before we get into the nuts and the bolts of the sport, tell me about how you came to be involved with curling and with the Orlando Curling Club, because I'm sure a lot of people are didn't know that there was an Orlando Curling Club. So tell us how you came about to be involved in the sport, Jim.
It is kind of crazy. I mean, people think, oh, Florida, how can you possibly have curling here? But yeah, we actually have the Orlando Curling Club. There's actually three other clubs in Florida. Basically, in the 2014 Olympics, a bunch of guys were sitting around watching curling, just like you were this week, and thought, well, I wonder if you can do that here. And they looked it up, and it's like, wow, there's no curling club here. Let's just start one. Hmm. So we got that going, and a few years later, I joined in there and found myself president of this organization and running it here in Florida and having a great time.
That's great. So could a novice like me just go join the Orlando Curling Club, Jim?
Absolutely. I mean, you look at the Winter Olympics and, you know, you look at these people flying down the mountain at, you know, 100 miles an hour or snowboarding and doing triple loops and think, I can never do that. But you look at curling and it's like, hey, that's something that I can do. And yeah, curling is a great sport. Anyone can do it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I sit there and I watch curling. And I got to tell you, like, I'm totally lost. Like, what is the goal? What is the strategy of the game? Help me out here, Jim.
Okay, so basically the two teams are sliding these 42-pound stones down 150 feet of ice towards that 12-foot target you see in the ice there, that bullseye. So that's called the house. The idea is that at the end of all those stones, you know, you're bumping things around and moving things. You know, each stone is actually only worth 1 point. It's not like darts where when you get closer to the center, you get more points. Mm-hmm. Each stone is worth only one. So that's why most of these scores end up being like very small numbers, like, you know, 10 points in a game is kind of unusual. It's usually much smaller and closer like that. And yeah, the strategy is, you know, it's very mesmerizing to watch this because you can't quite figure out what's going on
right.
Until at the very end when suddenly the light bulb goes off and wow, look at what they just did. Mm. You know, they're trying to kind of position their stones for that final shot. That last stone in each end is called the hammer, and teams can be very effective with that, suddenly going from no points scoring to, you know, one or two or maybe three or more.
So when the person, the stone thrower or whatever you call the person in back, the person that is in charge of rolling the stone down the ice, they're yelling at the sweeper person in front. Like, what are they typically yelling there?
Okay, so the person delivering the stone is trying to put it in exactly this spot. You know, the sweepers are polishing the ice and kind of reducing friction that affects where the stone is going to end up. So they're really fine-tuning the shot. But you'll see that they'll sweep a little bit, kind of watch what's going on and sweep. So they're yelling back and forth like, you know, is it going too fast? Mm-hmm. Is it going too slow? You know, we need it to, you know, keep on the line. We need it to curve a little bit more. So, yeah, there's all that yelling going on back and forth, which is also kind of fun in the Olympics because you're also hearing these guys yelling in like 20 different languages.
Right. Yeah. And that person in the back, by the way, they get down in that crouch, man. I got to tell you, if I got down like that, I'd never get up. Like how in the world do they get down in such a position? Do you have to do that?
Well, you really kind of do to, you know, kind of get down there and look at that line because you'll see that stone start to curl over and you've got to know when it starts to move and how far it's going to go. So, yeah, they're really down there, you know, looking at that line, trying to get that stone exactly where it needs to because it might need to go around, you know, a few stones in the front and miss them by like an inch or more to be able to get them back into that target area where they're trying to score those points.
Well, I know you do your thing, the Orlando Curling Club. You're located at the Ice Factory of Central Florida there in Kissimmee. The website is curlingorlando.com. Who knew? curlingorlando.com. Hey, Jim, thanks so much for your time and explaining the sport of curling to us this morning. We really do appreciate it, buddy.
Great. Thanks a lot.
All right, you bet. Jim Windsor, the president of the Orlando Curling Club here in Central Florida.